You're never going to hang the crucifixion above the table. I'll not be able to enjoy me tea.
Well, she'll expect icons. Lots of icons.
You know, I can't stand the sight of blood. And I bet she's got no teeth. Has to gum her food like a babby.
It's only till the coronation.
Well, that's not for a couple of weeks.
Gianni will be back from the station soon. Check if there's any dust on that picture rail.
Westminster Abbey won't be getting as good a going over as this place. All this, it's Gianni that married you.
She's his mother.
Well, why hasn't he seen her since the war?
Oh, I don't know. Sounds like them. Oh, I hope she can manage the stairs. Ciao, ciao. You must be Eileen. Mwah, mwah. Let me look at you. Gianni, you don't do her justice. Her skin like a statue. And this handsome man, surely not Eileen's papa. Dad? Dad, close your mouth.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore.
Chow Chapel Town by Sharon Oakes.
I can't tell you, George, how much I've longed to eat with my son. In Italy, we always eat together, all the family, everyone, under the vines, so beautiful. I'd cook 10 courses, more, you remember, Gianni?
Yes.
Bean soup and garlic, sauce with fresh tomatoes bubbling on a wooden fire.
I can smell it from here.
Eileen's gone to a lot of trouble. We still have rationing.
I can tell. It smells delicious. And such a magnificent shop. When I saw the yard, so beautiful. Gianni paint everything, the floor, the sheds, flowers, even a volcano. All this to welcome his mama.
I painted them for Eileen. We have to be in there from 5 every morning. I wanted to have something lovely to look at.
Of course. I almost forgot, Cara. I have a little gift for you.
Oh, thank you. A ring. How unusual.
33 little crosses. Bring luck. You must wear it every day.
I'm amazed they could fit that many on.
Very practical.
Let's have a closer look. I've never seen out like that before.
Why that ring?
Now at last I'm here with Familia, I want to make sure they're protected.
You managed to pack a lot into that case of yours.
I want to bring you all gifts. Now, try a piece of Parmigiano. Melt in your mouth.
Well, I'm a crumbly Wensleydale man myself.
Open wide.
It's sweet.
What are these? Thistles?
Artichoke. A delicacy. Sharp and tough outside, but inside a tender heart. And these are aubergines.
What? I won't say what they remind me of.
Dad!
Beautiful, eh? Skin rich and dark as starless Mediterranean sky. Smell. I used to grill them. We'd eat them cold with olive oil as we went to the market. We'd sing to make the miles go easier, eh, Gianni?
Yes, Mamma.
Sounds fun. Is this a cucumber?
No, this is zucchini, courgette. You can fry or even make bread. We eat their flowers or sprinkle on dish to make it pretty.
I can't get over how good your English is.
Oh, I learned after the war.
You'll have to cook these. Show us they taste better than they look. You must have missed your mum's food, Gianni.
How can a son not miss his mama's food, eh?
Amore, that's amore.
I wish you could have a bigger room.
It's perfect. I have little things. Can you put this photograph there by that statue of Santa Polonia?
Oh, Gianni's papa, Alberto. I wish I could have met him.
I've been so lonely, Eileen. My other son, Fabio, in Rome. My faith, my only comfort. Your father is lucky to have you and Gianni. And a good man, eh? Spend lots of money on a big party for all your friends and the neighbours.
The coronation's the first chance we've had to have a big get-together since, well, the war finished.
George, he must work very hard.
Yeah, he's built up a good business. We didn't even have to close while the war was on. Fish and chips weren't rationed.
And Eileen, good name. Chosen when you converted?
No, I was called after my mother.
When you have daughters of your own, it will make up for not having your own mama watch you grow.
I do miss her.
I don't want to be nosy, but you and Gianni been married 8 years and still no bambino?
Yeah, well, we've been very busy with the shop.
Of course, but surely not so busy now.
Oh, I'll let you get on. You must be tired.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I've said too much. Mum made you angry.
No. I'm not angry. It's just... it's nothing.
How can it be nothing? Look at you. My son, he treat you right?
Yes, of course. Oh, Katerina, I do want a baby. I want to watch them smile like Gianni, and we've tried all sorts. And the doctor says, well, if it's meant to be, then...
Doctors? What do they know of powers that can hold back even the force of life? But there are ways.
Oh?
I'll make some herb teas. It tastes disgusting, but it's very potent. We'll plant a fertility goddess. If only we could go to Naples. There's a stone women sit on at the full moon.
I suppose anything's worth a try.
If that doesn't work, there's more.
Oh, it's so nice that you've come all this way to see us. St. Apollonia. Is she the patron saint of travellers?
Toothache.
I thought you'd never come to bed.
Just getting to know you, Mama. From what you'd said, I thought she'd be really difficult. But she's fine. Seems a shame we didn't meet up before.
I never thought she'd accept English girl, especially a Methodist.
But when I converted...
Only a daughter-in-law born reciting the 5 decades of the rosary would be good enough.
What will we do if she finds out I'm not as devout as you've told her?
She won't find out. And there's plenty of people never get off their knees that aren't as good as you.
Oh, I want her to accept me. You shouldn't have to be kept apart again.
Eileen, it's not just you. I can never shine as bright for her as Fabio.
Aren't most brothers and sisters jealous of each other?
Maybe. But if there were 2 peaches and one was bruised... I always got given the damaged one. Can we talk about something else? Little mermaid who works in fish shop?
We can't.
Why?
Because she's in the next room.
We'll be quiet. She's going to be here till the coronation. Anyway, we don't want her to think that we're not trying hard enough to give her a grandchild, eh?
Gianni!
Well?
Stop it.
Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Don't let the moon break your heart. Love blooms at night. In daylight it dies. Don't let the stars get in your eyes.
Morning.
You're limping bad. Leg hurting?
It's this country. Always so cold. What are you painting now?
A banner. To hang across the street when we have the coronation party. Here will be a procession of children throwing flowers for the newly crowned queen.
She's from German stock, isn't she?
Come on, she's young. Fresh beginning.
And who's that?
Churchill.
Churchill? You're painting Churchill?
He's the Prime Minister.
He's not a friend of ours. Well, you forget he arrested thousands of Italians living in Britain. Call her the lot.
It was wartime.
This woman will never be our queen.
She's Eileen's, so she's mine.
Seems you're quicker to bow to her ways than she is to yours.
She never tried to change me. Or my friends.
Biggest crime there is, soggy chips. The secret is to choose dry potatoes.
And how can you tell?
Put them in water. Best unfloat.
Like magic.
Try one of these. Ooh. Careful, don't get anything down your frock. You look very fetching.
Very nice. Very crisp.
Crikey, who's this?
Katerina, Gianni's mum.
Thought that'd be in a blackhead scarf and pinny, not looking like a film star. You staying long?
Ciao, you Leeds men are so charming. I won't want to go home.
Have you come to buy or rest your gammy legs?
I'll have haddock and chips. I come every day since my poor Lil passed away.
A good customer.
I've been coming for years. Hughes had it afford George.
Eileen said...
The McClinskys. I never could work out why they had a Scottish name.
Jews and no Catholics. This shop must be blessed.
Well, they own business, George.
I do. But it'll go to Eileen and Gianni one day. And I don't know about blessed. It's meant to have a curse.
Curse?
Aye, it says in deeds it has to be called the battered devil or you get bad luck. Load of claptrap.
Don't. This magic can be powerful.
You needn't worry. We're here to look after you.
Katerina, ready to go?
Yes, Cara. Maybe you can show me how to fry fish later, George.
Of course.
What do you say this priest called?
Father Michael. Father Michael.
You don't sound so sure.
I can hardly remember my own name when I'm tired.
We should pray to Saint Philomena.
Patron saint of memory.
Desperate causes. If you want Bambino, we have to use all the powers we can. And he's worse than I thought. The battered devil has a curse. You could even have Malocchio. Saint Philomena, she's very powerful. Can grant miracles.
Malocchio?
Yes. Go on, then.
Saint Philomena, thou art... No.
Saint Philomena, powerful with God, pray for us.
Of course, yeah.
You must pray with all your heart. You're not so young. Womb gets like shriveled walnut if never opened. We must try everything we can.
I'm sorry. I'll try harder. What happens if praying doesn't work?
Don't worry. I have other way.
I believe for every drop of rain that falls, a flower grows.
Il malocchio. Adesso troviamo dove si trova sto malocchio e lo mandiamo via.
Are you sure we should be doing this?
We have to find out if you do have the malocchio.
What is it anyway, this malocchio?
The curse could have cast the evil eye.
What? It's just a silly superstition.
You don't understand. Someone wish you barrenness, no children.
What do I have to do?
First, we fill a dish with water. Next, we need the olive oil.
Olive oil? Well, will melted lard do?
No.
Oh, hang on. I think there might be some left over from when my dad had his earache last winter.
Earache?
Yeah, I got some from the chemist. You warm it up and pour it in your ear and you plug it with cotton wool and leave it while you sleep. It softens the wax. Goes all over the pillow.
Shh. We'll have to do.
Oh, it's gone a bit cloudy.
Now put your finger in the oil. Make sure it's well covered. That's it. Hold your finger above the dish and gently shake the oil into the water.
Like this?
Yes. See?
What?
Too many spots.
Is that bad?
It's disaster. Means you have definite curse. Where's the ring I gave to you?
Around my neck.
It's protection against evil. Put it on. Never take it off. Never rub it against your chest.
Ow! These crosses are sharp.
You want a baby, don't you? I know. Get the scissors.
Now what are you doing?
Cutting away the curse. That's it. See? Just one spot left.
That's amazing.
Look at that girl, she's like a dream come true. Ah, look at that girl, can blue eyes be so blue?
Here, spit in this mascara cake. No, like this. Now keep your eyes open wide so I don't stab them with the brush.
The biscuits you made smell lovely.
Should be ready by the time the others get here. Not many daytimes now till the party.
No, but I think most things are in hand.
Ow! I told you not to blink. Now, a little powder.
Oh, I don't like it. It makes my skin feel like it's going to drop off.
You want Bambino, don't you?
And how's the powder going to help?
Look, it says in this magazine, good housekeeping. A good wife take a little nap in the afternoon, put on pretty dress and lipstick so she fresh when her husband come home from work.
How am I supposed to take naps and look like that when I'm in a shop for hours on end?
It's good advice. If you look in the mirror more, then Gianni look at you.
All right.
That's better. Now, let's fix your hair.
That's nice. My mum used to brush my hair.
My boys was shaved close to their heads. The children in the village had lice.
Must have been hard for you.
We were starving. We ate anything we could find. Snails, hedgehogs, frogs. I used to mince cabbage and potatoes with a few herbs, make a sausage, tell them it was pork. But there were times they cried like hungry kittens. I had to pretend I couldn't hear.
Oh, I don't know how you coped.
Well, it's hard now. Lipstick. Red.
Oh, I'm not sure.
Don't you want to surprise Gianni? Show him that out of those baggy, horrible overalls you can look like a movie star?
Well, I have to be hygienic.
Not tonight, you don't. Open your mouth a little. That's enough.
You two ready yet? Eileen?
What have you done to your face?
What do you mean?
All that powder and paint.
She look lovely.
Not to me, she don't.
Well, it's only for tonight. Anyway, why shouldn't I get dressed up? Don't you think I get sick of greasy hair and skin? Do you know what they used to call me at school? Fishy Nora. Well, I'm sick of being Fishy Nora.
I'm not saying. If you want to get some new clothes or get your hair done, fine, of course. But not so much. You're beautiful as you are.
I look at that girl and I can't believe she's mine.
You see, Dad?
Who do you think he is? Flipping Anthony Eden? Wonder who he's trying to impress.
Very smart, George.
I've not had a new suit since my dad's funeral.
Ah, we know. Bet them moths got dizzy when you opened your wallet. Not used to so much fresh air.
I think George looked very handsome. What about everyone put on nice clothes on the day? Could be fancy dress.
Oh, that's a good idea. It'll be late afternoon before the party gets going. Well, let's hope it doesn't rain.
Well, it shouldn't do. It's forecast to be hottest day of year.
That's a change, huh?
Mind if it's too hot, it could get really steaming here. There'll be at least 20 of us.
Yeah, how are we all meant to see television?
It's got a 12-inch screen. How big do you want it?
So, after we've watched the ceremony, everyone outdoors, beer and pop all round, give the kids the commemoration coach and horses.
Fish and chips, followed by Katerina's ice cream and a coronation mug of sweets for all the kiddies.
And I've nearly finished making the bunting.
Union Jack tea towels out at windows.
And Gianni's banner hanging high above the table.
It will all look so beautiful.
Well, that money for one family, for what?
To keep away the Hitlers and Mussolinis.
Brr, those terrible years.
We all supported Mussolini.
I never did.
It wouldn't have had out to do with you, Speedy, not after you got your dead leg.
Dad?
Well, it's true. Your Il Duce started acting a bit fussy about who he'd have in his mob after he let old Adolf get a hand up his back and sit him on his knee.
You want as bad as that Hitler? What he did to them Jews.
Your Churchill, he has sent plenty of innocent Italians to their deaths.
What are you on about?
The Arandora Star. Torpedoed carrying Italians and German internees out of Britain in the war. Nearly 700 die. But nobody talk about that, eh?
Well, after your lot set against us, there weren't much time to sort out who were enemy traitors.
Traitors?
That's enough.
We want this day to be fun. Don't come if you don't want to. Is something burning? My biscuits! They're going to be ruined!
What a shame! And we won't get to taste your cooking!
Tell me why you keep fooling little coquette, making fun of the ones who love you.
It's good of you to give us a hand. Our Eileen's asleep. I've never known her stop in bed since she had scarlet fever.
She's been busy, must be worn out. Anyway, I want to do something for you. You've been so kind.
You're a guest.
Yes, just a guest.
I hope this rain stops for Coronation Day. And I wanted to show you the dales. You must miss the sun.
The heat can be as much a prisoner as the cold and rain.
Must have been hard for you. Bringing up two boys on your own.
You had to look after Eileen.
Well, I had this place. And she's never been any trouble.
You make such a good papa. My Alberto was good man. But he was older than me. His patience grew old with him. But of course, Gianni don't know that.
Oh, I won't say anything.
You don't look old enough to have a daughter nearly 30 years. Such bright eyes, such broad shoulders. Look like you could carry the world and not get tired.
You don't do too bad yourself.
You are lucky, man. Have good family, friends.
Do you get to see much of your other son?
He's very busy. Runs an office in Rome. It's a very important job.
He's done well for himself.
Yes, I'm proud of both my sons.
You've made a good job bringing them up.
You're a kind man. A very, very kind man.
I always think I say the wrong things.
Oh, no. Believe me, you don't. It's nice. You're nice. I like being with you.
I'm going to have to go to the wholesalers. I'm late as it is. I'd have taken you with me if I could. I tell you what, I'll get Eileen up. She's had a couple of hours.
Leave her. I can manage with Vito.
Are you sure?
A lot of fish?
Yeah, we get a rush on Monday lunch. We'll be busy.
Poor Eileen, still asleep. I hope nothing trouble her. I pray all night to the Holy Mother.
You should pray for someone more deserving.
But she longs so much for Bambino.
Your words will slide from her skin.
How can you say that? She gives you bed, food in your mouth.
She does everything for Gianni.
He's her husband.
Forget it.
No, something's stopping her from having a Bambino. You know the power of wicked thoughts. My son, he's been a brother to you. I can't do nothing to stop the evil till I know the truth. Please, for Gianni.
She acted very zealous so she and Gianni could get married in the Catholic Church.
And then?
I don't hear her pray so loud.
Cream and egg yolks, fresh orange and the lemon peel.
I think that might come a bit expensive for the shop. Citrus fruit's hard to come by.
You can't sell Italian ice cream unless you have the best ingredients. And most important, must go straight in a fridge or go bad and poison everyone.
Oh, well, I suppose there's no harm in making a small batch.
No, we must have plenty so everyone on Coronation Day can taste.
It's nice that you're sharing your recipe with me.
Passed to me by my mama and to her by her mama's mama.
She must have taught you a lot.
7 girls and 5 boys, we had to help.
I used to bake with my mum. Oh, in winter it was lovely. The oven would be on all afternoon. And it didn't matter how dark it got outside. The kitchen was always warm and sweet. And when she kissed me goodnight, her hair swept my cheeks with cinnamon and ginger.
My mama hardly remembered my name, though she always remembered the boys.
Oh, that's a shame. Is this mixture meant to be this runny?
Let me look. My God, it's ruined! Did you add more milk?
No.
You sure?
Yes.
The curse. This never has happened to me before. Are you sure you're doing everything I ask? Where's your ring?
Well, it's on a chain. It's just so big it gets in the way.
Didn't I say always wear it on your hand? What next? Could be found dead in our beds.
No, we'll just put in more eggs and milk powder. It'll be okay.
What are you wearing to the fancy dress?
I don't want to spoil the surprise.
And we're looking forward to the party. Now I'm not.
Why? It'd be fun.
But then you'll be gone.
I wish I...
What?
Oh, I better not say.
I'll be wondering all night now.
I wish I met you after my Alberto died. George?
Yes?
Came to lock up. Everything all right?
Just put in the ice cream in the fridge.
I'd better say my prayers. Good night.
George, my mama...
She's a bobby dazzler.
Be careful.
I know she's your mum, Gianni, and I respect that.
Well, actually, I meant...
What?
Oh, nothing.
My ice cream melted! The curse!
down now, it's all right.
Oh, look, there's time to make more before the party.
It's just ice cream.
It's more than that. Something's not right in this house.
What do you mean?
Lies.
Lies?
I don't understand.
No one who lives in this shop tell lies.
Oh, so why you tell me this girl's so religious, huh?
What?
Oh, they didn't mean
it's
anything.
It's okay, George. We go to church when we can, and our children will be Catholics.
They won't be children while she pretends to be so pious.
What makes you think that?
I've been to Mass with her. She don't know nothing. And our prayers for a baby going to be answered if she don't believe.
Okay?
I'm sorry. I do try. It's just not easy.
Don't apologize. You can't weep and wail and tear your hair out every day and spend all hours running the business.
A good woman always finds time for devotion.
Oh, please, let's not argue, eh?
Eileen don't need to prove how good she is. Niente di nascondere.
E che vorresti dire?
Can we stop this now? I don't feel well. I just need to go outside, get some air.
Come inside. Come on, you're getting soaked. Don't listen to my mama.
I just want everything to wash away. What have we done wrong?
Nothing.
Then why can't we have a child? Why are we being punished? We've never hurt a living thing and we've worked hard. And we've smiled at our neighbours. Even when they spat at us and called me a traitor and you a dirty eye type. And they painted fascists on the walls. We never said anything. We just cleaned away the hateful words and we just opened up each day. And it's not fair, Daddy.
Shh, shh, shh. I know.
Eileen, don't stand in the wet. Come inside, please.
If I told a lie, if I made you cry, when I said goodbye, I'm sorry.
Let me dry your hair. I'm sorry, cara. I shouldn't have said all those things. I'm worried about you. I know something wrong. Something trying to cause trouble for us. The ruined food. This horrible weather. And you not been well. Look at you. So pale.
I am tired.
It's not right. Why don't you tell me what is the matter, huh? I only want the best for you and Gianni.
I've been feeling really sick. I'm not hungry and it's not like me.
Or you could have Bambino inside you.
I can't be. I still, you know.
What? Oh, you mean bleeding every month?
Yeah. Well, not as much, but yeah.
You don't talk much to other women, eh? Let me tell you, not all women stop bleeding when they're pregnant.
They do a smashing afternoon tea in Burnsong.
You going somewhere special?
George is taking me to see your beautiful countryside.
On your own?
Oh, I'm so glad you're all here.
Hey, what's the matter?
I've been to see the doctor.
Hey, why didn't you say? I would have gone with you.
No, I wanted to be sure.
You all right?
Yes, everything's right. We're going to have a baby. Oh, I'm pregnant. Oh,
that's marvellous. I'm so happy.
What a smashing present for the coronation.
The curse is banished. Eileen, let this be a sign. Have faith and your prayers will be answered.
Not looking any brighter.
It's raining in London.
Oh, what a shame. Some people have slept out all night to get a good view of the royal procession. We'll be soaking. Oh, the banner's looking really lovely. The Madonna and Child. It looks like me.
Yes, come here. Ooh, was that a kick?
Oh, it's too early to feel anything yet. Right, I'll take some chairs.
Hey, come on, I'll carry those.
Eileen, what are you doing? Put those down this second. And who hung out this washing?
Me.
I thought I told you to take care of yourself.
Oh, this is heavier than it looks.
What's happened?
Battered devil signs fallen off.
Oh, man.
Oh, I'll have to leave it in the yard till I get time to put it back.
The curse says this shop must always be called the Battered Devil. Now has no name. See, it's warning.
Around the doorway, and there is the Queen Mother waving to the front.
Oh. Oh. No, the picture's gone.
Well, the aerial needs adjusting again.
He was looking so lovely.
That's it, all in there.
Hey, that's it, he's got it.
I stand about like a bloody lamppost. No. My arm will drop off.
You're soft there, Chris.
It's fantastic picture, George. Better than being there.
Hey!
Marvellous, marvellous. Hey, and I'm sure you all want to join me in thanking George for buying the television especially for today. Everything's ready for the party outside.
Hang on, it's raining.
Hey, come on, it's just a shower. We'll have to put our coats on, that's all. Eileen, you okay?
I'm a bit overheated in here. I think I'll go and lie down for a bit. Can you come?
Of course, you take as long as you want.
Oh, no.
What is it?
Look, your banner. Someone's thrown paint on it.
Oh, I'm sorry, lad. All the trouble you went to. Colours running in bunting and flags as well. Oh,
we're not going to let nothing stop us from having a good day. Fred, make sure everyone's got a coronation beer or a bottle of pop.
Right.
Vito, let's get frying. Everybody want haddock and chips?
Right.
Yeah! Come on, hey. Come on, let's go.
Too many knives.
Too many knives.
Now, which little girl or boy is going to taste my special ice cream? There's plenty for everyone.
In half an hour, we'll have the fancy dress parade. Give everyone a chance to get ready.
Will that be long enough for you, Mama?
Of course, I'll go now.
I will keep your heart from me, for someday I'll return, and you know you're the only one I'll ever love.
Who are you, George? Henry VIII? At least I didn't need to stuff a pillow up the waistcoat.
Aye, well, I bet Robin Hood wouldn't have worn stockings if he'd had knees like a couple of tennis balls in socks.
Have you seen Katerina and Eileen?
We can't wait much longer.
I've got the prizes.
Hello, love. Unusual costume. What is it?
Spirit of the Age.
Aye?
Do you get it? My dress is covered with drinks labels and bottle tops. Well, I didn't have time to make anything fancy.
Very clever. Okay, you still look tired.
Yeah. Oh, you make a lovely gondolier.
Grazie. Where's Mama?
I'm not too late.
What's she wearing?
Blimey!
You look a proper picture, don't you, Joey?
Yes.
A true goddess. Which one?
Aphrodite, goddess of love.
Get back in the house.
The parade's about to begin.
You can't walk around dressed like that.
It's just a sheet.
You're not a young girl.
Okay, I'll get changed.
Where are you going?
Oh, I'm a bit cold. I think I'll get a shawl.
No time. We're starting.
Oh.
You're the only one.
Goes to Margaret Watson for being such a beautiful queen.
Are you sure you're all right, Eileen? Them pickled onions have got more colour than you.
Oh, I'm tired.
I suppose you think I made a fool of myself strutting about like a king.
No, it makes a change to do something different.
Since Katerina came, I've felt like a king.
Oh, you'll miss her.
She livens the place up, that's for sure.
Well, we could ask her back next summer.
Oh, I'm not sure I can wait that long.
What are you saying?
I need to talk to Gianni. Excuse me, please. Sorry, can I just get through? Sorry, excuse me.
Ivy Peters for her postbox! So good, I nearly posted a letter in her mouth.
Gianni, can I have a word?
Is everything all right?
Yes. I don't know the best way to say this, lad, so I'll come straight out with you. I'd like to ask your mum to marry me. I think the world of her.
You hardly know her.
I've seen enough.
Are you sure she feels the same for you?
Well, I might be a bit of an old fool, but I hope she does. I can't think why. Talk about cod's roe and caviar.
She knows you'll provide well for her, hmm?
Well, what you been so nasty for? Are you upset because it's your mum?
No. It's not that.
Well, if it's your inheritance, you and Eileen will not have to worry. I've left the shop to you in my will.
It's not me that wants your money.
I don't mind looking after her. She struggled on her own long enough.
Is that what she's told you?
Well, it stands to reason she must find it hard to make a living, a widow.
Did she tell you I've been sending her money every month for the last 6 years?
No.
What else hasn't she told you, hmm? Why do you think she came to Leeds?
To see the crowning of the British monarch.
Oh, so she has to wait for a big national event before she comes to meet her family.
Ciao!
She's coming over with Eileen now. Why don't you ask her?
Why such cross faces on such a happy day?
Is everything all right?
Yeah, yeah.
Good. Now all the fun and games are over, I'd like to dance. George?
Hey, oh. Katrina. Fancy taking a turn with me?
Your gammy legs will never hold you.
She'll never get an arm round that beer gut.
Take that back. No, I'm fed up. I've had enough of his insults and insinuations. Katerina, will you marry me?
George!
He'll have your fried chips day and night. I've got a nice little house.
I asked her first.
Try and ask her when it's...
Wait!
He's acting like a couple of kids. Oh,
where's all this blood from? I never hit him that hard.
Oh, my God! Oh. It's me!
Hey! Eileen!
Che hanno creato sto malocchio a Nagreba e fa scoppiare il malocchio!
Eileen? Mamma? What are you doing? Get away from him! Give me the needle!
No!
Give me the needle!
It's mine, the evil eye! He must be blinded!
What's going on?
Shh. It's all right, it's just me. Mamma, get outside!
She's cursed! She'll bring bad luck on all the family!
What have you been doing?
The potions, the incantations.
What stupid nonsense have you filled her head with?
This is all the thanks I get for teaching her to be good wife.
Ha, you? You teach Eileen?
Johnny, it doesn't matter.
Good wife, good mother, good Catholic. What would you know about any of them?
Don't speak to her like that.
Why do you think I never took you to see her? Hmm? Why do you think she never sees a Fabio? Why do you think I never go back to my village?
Because of me.
No, it has nothing to do with you. I never return because no one speaks to her. They laugh and shout after me in the street.
I don't understand.
How do you think she lived after my father died?
I was housekeeper.
You, housekeeper? Our house was always filthy. Our clothes never washed.
You had food in your bellies.
Who paid for it? Tell her. Tell Eileen who paid for it. Wealthy landowners, the fascists, the Germans. Why do you think she prays so often?
Eileen, you know I was young, Mama, in the war. No money, no work.
Like everyone else.
How do you think Fabio went to Rome when all the men and boys left in the village went to starve and die in labor camps?
What about after the war? What about the Americans? You swapped sides easily enough.
I had to leave, Eileen.
Ask her why she's here now.
For the coronation.
No. Her last benefactor died. His family kicked her out of the house. And now she's trying to get her hands on your father's money.
That's not true. I really care for him, Eileen. He's a good man.
Johnny, she was desperate.
She's not desperate now. Hasn't been since I started working. I send her money every month, don't I? Don't I? She didn't need to depend on anybody. It was her choice. She's always used to people.
I'll go and pack.
I'm sorry.
Oh, come here.
I'd sit for hours waiting for her. Sometimes she'd be away for days. Fabio'd be frightened she wasn't coming back. There was a vine growing against our window. It would scratch and make long-fingered shadows on the walls. Fabio had nightmares, say a shadow man trying to get in. And I'd say he was just making funny faces to make us laugh. Stop him from crying.
I had no idea.
I'd watch him curled up, sleeping in the moonlight. I wanted to be a little child sleeping. But I couldn't sleep. I couldn't sleep till I met you.
I'm not going away.
I really did look forward to her coming here, you know. Stupid. Thought maybe I'd forget. She'd have changed. But then... Jenny, remember how we used to sit under the vines? Jenny, remember how we used to sing?
Oh, maybe she really believes that how it was.
I don't want to make her life harder. If only she left us alone. I just wanted her to give me time. That's all. Be a mama. Love me.
I'm sure she does. She does love you.
A nice coat. You off out?
Yes, I came to say goodbye.
Wish I could come with you, but with Eileen laid up. Oh, I put the sign back.
I'll take a look as I leave.
Going into town?
Bit further than that. Italy.
What?
I can't think of no place else.
I see.
I want to thank you so much for asking me to be your wife. But it's not possible.
I see.
I've not been truthful with you.
There's no need to sweeten the pill. I was a stupid old fool.
No, you weren't. I meant what I said. I wish I'd met someone like you after Alberto died. I didn't know where to turn. I've known a lot of men, George. I hoped you wouldn't find out.
No, wait. We can forget all that. Start again. A lot of people have had to start again after the war. I don't care.
No, but I care. Let me tell you, if I didn't care so much, I'd stay. Ciao. Say ciao to Chapeltown for me.
Oh, Johnny, don't paint over your pictures. This wall was beautiful.
Don't worry, I'm going to paint something new, that's all.
Huh?
So that paint the sea.
Oh, I love the sea. That's the trouble with Leeds, it's so far away from it. When I was a little girl, there was a hill near the middle of the town. I know it must sound daft, but every time I walked to the top, I thought the sea would be at the other side. I even thought I could smell the salt and hear the crash of the waves. But it were just factories and smoke and houses.
Well, now you'll be able to look at it every day. Thought I'd put in some birds flying low across the waves and dolphins and even a little mermaid.
Like Naples. You could have children diving from the rocks, like you said you used to when you were a little boy.
I'm not so good at drawing people.
Oh, you'll see your mama again. You will.
Yeah. Maybe.
And we can try again for another baby. At least now I know I can get pregnant.
We won't give up.
No. And for now, we'll just carry on doing what we've always been doing.
What?
Making the best fish and chips in town.
When the stars make it blue, just like pasta fuzzle, that's amore.
That's amore.
When you dance down the street with the cloud at your feet, you're in love.
In Chow Chapel Town, Eileen was played by Sue Kelly, Gianni by Joe Alessi, George by Russell Dixon, and Caterina was played by Flaminia Cinque. Vito was played by Andonis James Anthony, and Fred by Seamus O'Neill. Chow Chapel Town was written by Sharon Oakes and directed in Manchester by Gary Brown.
Excuse me, but you see, back in old Napoli, that's amore.
And you can